Any thoughts I had about the chance of a lie-in in the week following my departure from my hospice job have been shattered by Sparks's phone call asking me to think for you far too early in the morning. And to be honest, I'm not quite sure whether my mind is in a fit state to think anyway, as I turn my back on a chapter in my life in which I found a great deal of satisfaction and look forwards to a future that is less certain. A lot has happened in the 6 months since I made the decision about the future, capital T, capital F, and there have been many days when I've wondered about the choice I have made. Although I'm also conscious about the fact that, unlike most of the world's population, I have a choice. But I'm not the world's greatest decision maker, and I spent a lot of time going over in my mind what I've done. Leaving the hospice and my colleagues there has been a wrench. Nicola, my wife, while sharing in the anxiety, as I've said, she might have to work harder after all, has been much more forward-thinking. And as I've been looking over my shoulder at the past, she's been looking forward more hopefully to the future. And I came across the words of Andrew Gide as I muse on what to say about all this morning. He wrote, "One does not discover new lands without consenting to lose sight of the shore." I wonder whether there was an element of anxiety about the future in the mind of Jesus in the days leading up to that first Easter too. It's not much of a sacrifice if you're guaranteed a happy ending. And for 3 days, perhaps Christ lived and died with uncertainty. I find that encouraging and inspiring in the midst of my own worries and anxiety. It helps me to roll my own stone away. I hope and pray that the resurrection story can help you roll your own stones away too.